Good evening. It's Sonic Discovery. I'm James O. And it's Tuesday night, September 22nd. What are we, into 7 or 8 months of this now? I had a good day, actually. I went to the DMV and got some business done. And that is a big accomplishment, especially in the era of social distancing, masks, and sheltering in place. And if you're anything like me, you feel just slightly brain, not dead, but dying. Actually, this show is going to revive you. Or if it doesn't revive you, it's going to revive me. I'm starting out with jazz. And many of you recognize Miles Davis, Sketches of Spain. His amazing accomplishment of 1959. It actually came out the month I was born, November, or it was recorded November of 1959. And Miles, of course, is on the trumpet, but and he wrote everything, but he had a lot of help from Gil Evans arranging and conducting. And this is the first track, Concerto de Aranjuez. And we're going to listen, and I'm going to introduce you to Judith Vaughn, who is a local poet, inspired by the music of her youth to some poetry. So stay tuned. For the next hour, we'll get more and more energetic. Shelley's Manhole, 1967, or thereabouts. Miles Davis, blue black as night, mysterious as a cat, walking along a fence lit by a silver moon. His back turns away from an adoring audience. Two or three notes from his trumpet fall freeform into the silence of our regard. Amazing bombs that tear no flesh, leave no blood. Musical notes take us soaring without wings. We fly over the silver moon with that cat, Miles, a god in human form. Since 1991, he wanders the outer world, not a lost soul, but a megas elevated. We mortals carry on in the light of his memory, dreaming sounds we heard like watermarks on our skin. Thank you.
tune written especially for me. Strange Fruit. Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and bitter crop.
Strange Fruit, Billie Holiday. June 4th, 1959. I turn 13. Life is a harsh reality. July 17th, 1959. Billie Holiday dies. Life was a harsh reality. She is unknown to me. At 21, awakening from the darkness of my own life, I hear Billie Holiday on the radio, singing like a bird, flying into the stratosphere. I ride those wings with lightened heart and smiling lips into a darkness beyond mine. Who knew? Who knew? Beauty shines even in the most painful times. Years later, in New York, a friend tells me a woman at a Harlem jazz club sings like Billie Holiday. I can't believe him. Cold winds blow, snow flurries rush across the front of our yellow cab to Harlem. We walk down the stairs, another world. Sounds waft up the stairs. A voice, the channeled ghost of Billie Holiday, sings. The tremor of her voice, the torment of her heart, fills the smoky room. The silence shatters from words sung of yesterday's pain, today's anguish. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Gives voice to travesties burned, burned into the collective memory of her people. Sung words burn the flesh of the living, leave charred souls to fly through history. We sit at round tables, drinks in one hand, cigarettes in the other, a smoky den of reverence. Lady Day touches us beyond space, beyond time. a bird flying into the stratosphere. Beauty shines even in the most painful of times. Okay, it's Freddy Freeloader. One of the tracks. I think it's track 3. Well, I'm getting it off YouTube, so I'm unstuck from the original album. Kind of Blue, of course, Miles Davis. Thank you, Judith Vaughn, for wonderful poetry there. The second one being about Billie Holiday, who I did play. Strange Fruit, of course, her most famous tune. And a little intertwining stories of Billie Holiday and Judith Vaughn. She wrote that this spring in February and sent it to me because she knows I love poetry on the Sonic Discovery. And we've also heard Sketches of Spain from Miles Davis, and I played you a little bit of So What, a couple of tracks from Kind of Blue, and a couple of tracks from Sketches of